our timetable, Mabel, salutes Keene, New Hampshire.
They call me Timetable Mabel. I'm swinging along on the train.
On the train, on the train.
On the Boston and Maine.
She's singing and swinging along on the train.
Why do I love to ride on the train? Cause I feel as free can be. I've got nobody to bother me. Nobody to tell me to stop or go. And I don't have to worry about rain.
Oh, no. She's a swinging along on the train.
I love to travel by train.
Take a train.
Got no decisions I have to make. I read or I rest or a nap I take. I do what I want or I don't do a thing. When I ride on the train, do you wonder I sing?
She's a swinging along on the train.
I love to travel by train.
That's why they call her Timetable Mabel. The girl is in love with a train. Boston and Maine.
Few people going to Keene, so long now.
Few people coming to Boston, that's Keene.
Yes, sir. There are 9 trains every weekday between Boston and Keene, New Hampshire. One day round trip coach ticket, $5.41, tax included. And for listening to me, thank you.
Now let's bring over the winner of our 5th annual pie eating contest. And I'm very happy to say that it's the first fellow we talked to.
Yes, it is, sir. If you'd stand up here to the microphone. I know that you're pretty well winded.
How many, wow.
How many pies did you go through?
28.
28. And in what time? 3 minutes?
2 minutes and 47 seconds and 2/10.
And you went,
or a half.
And it was all strawberry pie, right?
All strawberry pie.
And I might mention, friends, that it contained quite a bit of starchy material to keep the strawberries together, too.
Boy, is my tongue ever red, huh?
Golly. Well, I know that you don't stand here and talk too much. You want to get back, probably catch lunch or something.
I'm going out to dinner now, yeah.
And,
I didn't eat, you see, before the contest. I didn't want to spoil my appetite.
Right.
But so now everything's okay. I can go out and eat.
I bet you
are
hungry.
I don't have to worry about a pie-eating contest until next year.
After eating all those pies.
I feel great.
Well, now, your prizes, I suppose you're wondering what they are, eh?
Yes.
Well, first one, and if our assistant will bring it out on the stage here.
I'll bring them over here, Ray.
It's a 50-pound sack of cornmeal.
Oh, boy.
Now, that's enough cornmeal for you and every member of your family to last a year, at least.
Well, I don't have any family, but I can certainly use it.
Another nice gift that I know that you can use, particularly being a pie eater, is a year's supply of putty for every window in your home.
Good. Good. That will keep out the icy winter blasts.
It certainly will. Another thing I know that you'll want is probably 2 ukulele picks. One is cracked. I'm sorry. It happened
one
before the broadcast.
I only have one ukulele, so that will be fine.
Uh-huh. Here's a...
I might get another ukulele, in which case I would need another pick because the second pick you gave me is cracked.
I'll say.
I think you too, fella.
And here is a dozen boxes of Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, well, I'll start right into those now. A little candy won't hurt me for lunch.
They're all attached together. Now, we've gone to a great bother. We've welded every single individual Tootsie Roll into one...
That's a snazzy idea.
One giant Tootsie Roll. It would go from here to Bunker Hill and back again.
Isn't that a big... I never saw such a Tootsie Roll as this.
Well, it will last you all year, I know.
Certainly will. It's an all-year Tootsie Roll. Wonderful. And thank you, fellas, for giving me this chance.
And one other thing before you go. Here's a Johnson Seahorse. Now keep it fed and have a good time.
Thanks very much. Come on, little fella. Come on. Let's go.
Speaking of Johnson Seahorses, Bob, have you ever relaxed and gone outboard motoring?
Sure. Good many times, Ray.
Well, look, if you go outboard motoring, why don't you get on a Johnson Seahorse?
You mean without the boat?
No, don't do that because you'd get all wet. But actually, I have attached myself to a Johnson Seahorse without a boat and have had probably some of the greatest fun I've ever had in my life, just skimming over the lake, holding on wildly.
You think you could use those on them things you ride along behind boats? What do they call them?
I don't know. What, a surfboard?
Surfboard, sure.
I don't know. I suppose
I
you could.
I don't believe that. Maybe they'd be good on that.
They probably...
Sort of a self-propelled surfboard.
It would be all right at that. Well, I don't know. We don't want
to... Well, what would you tie the ropes to?
Mm-hmm. That's a question.
That's right. Well, you could tie the ropes to the dock, I suppose.
But then
come
you'd
in toward it.
Always drive towards shore.
That's right.
Yeah, well,
it, and then the tide would help you, you see, if it were coming in.
Yeah. We're not getting too confused for any of you listeners.
If the tide were going out, you could head the surfboard outward bound.
With the Johnson Seahorse
on the
heading
other end.
Yeah. Well, now, Johnson dependability.
Don't back up, Hook.
Johnson dependability means absolutely carefree vacation hours. But to tell you more about it, Larry Lovebred.
You know, incidentally, this is the first day I've been here since you've had this new commercial.
Oh, have you, really?
And I'd like to welcome me to the outboard motor mart of 309 Atlantic Avenue in Boston.
Oh, which welcome, is Bob.
Direct factory representative and repair headquarters for Johnson Motors, with repair facilities and replacement parts for all makes of outboard motors.
Just think that one over for a few minutes, and you'll realize what that statement means.
The Outboard Motor Mart, 309 Atlantic Avenue, Boston, also features Pen Yan and Thompson boats.
You see.
And has over 200 used and rebuilt outboard motors for you to choose from. So visit the largest plant and service department in New England, devoted exclusively to outboard motors. Or, if you wish, you can write to Outboard Motor Mart, 309 Atlantic Avenue, Boston, for free literature. Remember, if you're...
Incidentally, on that free literature, I think it's a copy of a travelogue. And if you are one for literature, then you contact the Outboard Motor Mart, and they'll get some literature right out to you.
Have more fun in the sun this summer, vacationing and skimming over the waters of a friendly lake in an outdoor motorboat. Outboard motor. outboard motorboat.
But anyway, have fun, will you?
See and buy your outboard motorboat. Outboard motor.
Oh, please, Bob. You get your glasses
on. Well, this is the first day I've seen this, you see. Uh-huh. It's completely fresh to me.
I'll see.
And it's a new approach.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a no-selling type approach you use.
Outboard Motor Mart is at 309 Atlantic Avenue, Boston. Or write to Outboard Motor Mart for free literature.
We mentioned that before. But actually, seriously, and all kidding aside, there's only one place in Boston to get all your outboard motors or to have yours repaired or to trade or do anything else, and that's the Outboard Motor Mart at 309 Atlantic Avenue. They are headquarters.
For what?
Oh, it's
for Outboard Motors.
Yeah. So, will you do that and write to them? Let them know that you're getting along all right, because...
Yeah, even if you're not thinking of buying an outboard motor, they'll be happy to
correspond with you and send you some free literature. And maybe you could send them some. Who knows? maybe we can start up a little friendly relationship between you and the Outboard Motor Mart. Now, you two people have never met before, probably. By year's end, you may be vast friends.
Who can tell?
Sure.
Say, Ray.
What?
I got to thinking about them sweepstakes tickets that I bought from you fellas yesterday.
Yeah?
You know, that race was run about a month ago that I bought the tickets yesterday on.
Yeah, and funny, too.
Pages 680, I believe.
Yeah, funny. Now, the tickets you bought didn't win either, did they?
No, they weren't, but obviously they couldn't have been because the race had already been won.
Well,
we didn't know who won it.
No, the chances you could possibly have had a winning ticket there. We didn't mean to perpetrate a fraud upon you, Tex. That was...
Oh, well, all right. I just began to think about it.
No.
I thought maybe you had.
No, absolutely not.
No, we were perfectly open and above board on the whole thing.
Speaking of above board, don't forget the outboard motor mart.
The above board motor mart.
At 309 Atlantic Avenue.
Why don't we hear from Ken and Bill again here, shall we?
Well, let's hand out the earplugs.
This is, I think, the other side of the one we heard before.
It had to be you, I...
That's the one. No, it isn't either. It's you're the only girl in the world.
Thanks, Ken and Bill.
If you were the only girl in the world and I the only boy, I'd be pretty too. And, it's included in Ken Wilson's and Bill Green's famous album, Mood and Melody, which is on sale.
On Mood.
And on Melody. On sale at all Better Hardware stores throughout northern Bath, Maine.
So look for it, you folks in Bath. And take one.
So long as it's Saturday and all.
I meant take the record.
Oh, I didn't. I missed the entire train of your thought.
But anyway, however, we're practically down to commercial number 3 for today.
Yes, we are. And it's, of course, about the place where Bob and I always like to run ourselves. And we know that if you like to watch dogs run, you certainly like to watch dogs run over there.
And if that's what you want to watch, this is the place to watch it.
Now, to tell you more is Al Starchy Lips McGee. Everybody's doing it. Yes, everybody's going to Wonderland Revere. You join the happy, friendly crowds to watch the most exciting spectacle in sports. Now, can you imagine the crowd cheering, the dogs are off, America's finest and fastest greyhounds flashing over the track, competing to win in the sport they love?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah?
Another cigarette.
Yeah.
Thanks.
What's good?
Hmm?
I said, what's good?
What do you mean?
The fellow that asked me for a cigarette.
He just came in to ask you for a cigarette. He's gone.
Oh. Go early. Enjoy an entire evening of the sport of sports for only 25 cents. Admission at Wonderland is still only 25 cents for 10 thrilling races at the finest dog track in America. Easy to reach by MTA or by automobile. Free parking, too, or take a Bob and Ray blimp.
You'll find Bob and Ray blimps at convenient places all around New England. The daily double closes at 7:30 at Wonderland. Post time for the first race is 7:45. So join the crowds. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's going to Wonderland Revere tonight.
And having a wonderful time. Okay, well, now that does all our commercials for the day, Bob.
It takes care of all of the business. Now we can just relax and have fun for the last 5 minutes here, huh?
I guess that's about all we can do. We thought that we would conduct another one of our small businessmen roundtable discussions here this afternoon, inasmuch as we have had with, prior to this broadcast, several other very successful small businessmen roundtables. We thought that this being Saturday and all, would be a good time for us to present another one of them.
I have them all up here on the table.
Swell. Now, these small businessmen, none of them are higher than...
If you'll just call off your names and tell how tall you are, we'll go right around the... Right around the form. First you, sir.
Carlton L. Sturdley, 8 inches.
Phineas Fox, 7'2".
And you, sir? Incidentally, that was wicked, scheming, greedy Phineas Fox over there. He's in the shoestring business.
Marvin Ramsdell, 3 inches.
All right. Well, since you're the smallest, Marvin, why don't you start out and tell us just... what's on your mind regarding the forum today?
My small mind. Well, look out there. One of the forums is getting a little close to the edge of the table.
That's right. Yeah, I'll sweep him back onto the table here.
I think that we small businessmen definitely have a problem. And if we can somehow get our problem explained properly to the public,
what Mr. Ramsdell is trying to get at, or Mr. Marvin, I believe your name was, sir.
Marvin Ramsdell is my name.
Mr. Ramsdell, Marvin, was trying to get at was that if somebody could explain the problem to us...
Yes, Carlton.
We could, Phineas, we could very easily probably take care of it.
Phineas, you're getting a little too close here to the table. Would you come a little closer?
Look down
falling.
Over that table, you get dizzy.
Wouldn't want you falling there. But now, to the problem itself. What is it? That's right. What will we do, we small businessmen, Be it resolved. All right, now, let's move right along.
I'm for it. I'm in.
How about you, Mr. Ramsdell?
Would you boost me up a little bit, Mike?
Yeah.
I don't agree with Phineas 100%. I think that the public is thoroughly.
Well, that's right, to an extent, Marvin, but you haven't gone along to the full extent there.
Well, our elected representatives in, say, Congress...
Let's not mention any names, sir, please.
All right.
Well, what's wrong with mentioning their names?
Well, nothing, but we don't want to get down to personalities. Just make general statements, if you will, please. Mr. Ramsdell, you had something?
I was saying that if we could somehow prepare what we'd like to call, say...
Excuse me, would you lift over a cigarette to me?
Yes, here you are.
A brief, more or less, on...
Why, that's heavy. That's a king size one.
Exactly what we plan to do. And if we don't have our plans formulated now, when are we going to do it?
So we leave the Small Businessmen's Forum here, conducted every Saturday on the Bob and Ray Show.
Grab a hold of a problem and
as
try
the
to
small businessmen grab a hold
ourselves.
Of problems and try
nobody
to exercise
to help us.
Their prerogative and discuss
say,
the
so
problem in all of its
here,
various aspects.
All of us together.
We've heard today from Phineas Fox, the wicked, scheming, greedy shoestring maker. And we've also heard from Marvin Ramsdell and Carlton Blubb, who didn't say too much, I don't believe. Now, as we help the small businessmen down off the table, Ray, will you take over the closing moments
just
here?
Just a reminder that next week we'll again broadcast from the auditorium the Small Businessmen's Roundtable discussion of the year. If you'd like a copy of today's discussion...
Hey, Ray?
Yes?
I left my hat up there on the table. You throw it down on me, please.
Okay.
We'll be back again on Monday, I guess, at 1:35 with Matinee.
That's right. And as I say, if you'd like a copy of today's discussion, simply address your request to the Army Engineer, care of the Alcan Highway.
Today we were transcribing...
Coincidentally, will you also enclose about $10?
And we'll see you on Monday morning, too, 6:35. So long.
Have a pleasant weekend, and write if you get work.